Today, we'd like to see the title of Trust and Wait in the book of Psalm, chapter 37, verses 1 to 40. To ordinary words of people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. What's its resolution in this chapter? Question 2. In verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. What does it mean? Question 3. In verse 16, a little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. Why is it so? David is here encouraging us to trust in the Lord and wait patiently on the Lord to work, in contrasting godly people with the ungodly people. David defines godly people are those who trust in God. The last verse. Verses 1 to 11 about exhortation to the godly people. Verses 12 up to 40 about contrast between the godly people and the ungodly people. Verses 1 to 11, exhortation to the godly people. Verse 1, do not fret because of evildoers. Do not be annoyed or don't worry about evil. Don't involve in a radical group to strike evil, but because of spiritual warfare, you as a godly person should pray. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, be anxious for nothing. Another meaning, do not fret, do not worry, but in everything, including this evildoers doing, by prayer and supplication. Supplication means fervent prayer or consistent prayer. With the thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, because God wants to know your free will, heart. That's why you should pray and supplication. Nor be envious of the workers of iniquity because of their prosperity. Verse 7, as David says, prospers in his way. For example, Asaph too. Asaph is the chief musician over David. Psalm chapter 73, verses 1 to 3, Asaph said, truly God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had nearly slipped, because I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. So Asaph also was envious of the wicked's prosperity. But Asaph, during prayer, he got answer, verse 27, 28, for indeed those who are far from you shall perish. So ungodly men in the end shall perish. You have destroyed all those who deserted you for harlotry, so spiritual adultery, as well as physical adultery too. Verse 28, but it is good for me to draw near to God. It is good for Asa to be close to God. I have put my trust, therefore I put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works. Verse 2, for they shall soon be the wicked, or ungodly people shall soon be cut down like the grass. The work for the Lord during our life on this earth is remembered and rewarded by the Lord. All other things will be burnt out. Only the work for the Lord, or only the works of the Spirit of God remembered and rewarded. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 to 15. Now if anyone builds on this foundation of Jesus Christ with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it. The day, which meaning the day when the Lord makes judgment, because it will be revealed by fire. So Jesus tests with fire for your works on the earth, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone work which has built on it, on the foundation, on Jesus Christ, endures. So if you work for Jesus Christ, that endures the past the fire test, he will receive a reward. But if anyone works is burned, so you work not for God, for something else, for yourself, for other, your self-pleasure, something else is burned, he will suffer loss, no reward. But he himself will be saved based upon your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You are saved, but no reward, as so as to the fire. So therefore, here the wicked, ungodly people, whatever works will be burnt out, because those life, entire life itself, for not for God, but for themselves or something else, pleasure, that's why burnt out, as a wither, as the green herb. Verse 3, therefore, trust in the Lord. The answer of verse 1, trust in the Lord. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31, 33, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, food, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear, clothing. For after all, these things the Gentiles seek. The Gentiles here are implying non-Christian, non-believers seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things, food, drink, clothes, shall be added unto you. So therefore, don't be afraid. Also, don't be envious of the workers' prosperity. That's the answer, resolution, trust in the Lord. Do good, do for Christ's sake, according to God's word. Dwell in the land. Don't breach peace, but just live. Don't breach peace. In Spain, happened 13 people killed. Don't do that. Feed on his faithfulness. Feed on provisions which faithful God provides. First of all, delight yourself also in the Lord. Delight the Lord himself. It is available only in our close fellowship with the Lord. Then you can delight or rejoice yourself in the Lord. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 18. Habakkuk, he had no fruit, no fig tree, no cow in the stall. But Habakkuk said here, example for how to delight in the Lord here. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice, synonym, delight. Delight in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. So God himself, you know, we delight to rejoice in consciousness of God's presence. Then, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. God's desires become your desires because you delight in him. He is better to take care of us than we take care of ourselves. Because God created us, so He knows everything for us. Psalm chapter 40, verse 8. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart, as David says. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is of the heart. So God's word into your heart. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Because it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. So God is working, giving to will, give it your desire and to do for God's good pleasure, not your good pleasure. Mark chapter 14, verse 36. And God said, Jesus said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. Jesus gave example. Jesus seeking for God's will on Gethsemane prayer. Then, commit your ways to the Lord. That means entrust everything, our lives, our works, our events, our families, our possessions, whatever, to His control and guidance. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Commit your works to the Lord. Entrust your works to the Lord's control, Lord's work. And your thoughts will be established. Trust also in Him. Trust in Him again, and He shall bring it to pass. So He shall bring it to succeed. The Lord shall bring your way to pass, to succeed. He will bring His will to pass in whatever situation. So whatever comes is what God wants. And that's what I want to. Because here is all one unity. You know, God's heart is my heart. You know, that's why whatever comes out, so we give thanks. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, because we seek first His kingdom righteousness. So Philippians chapter 1, 21, he said, Paul confessed, for to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So no matter what, I live or I die. So here, disciple Paul said, if a disciple die, disciple soul immediately with the Lord. That's a gain. Verse 6, He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice or your judgment as the noonday. So God's righteousness, justice, like light, not dark. Rest in the Lord. It is a natural result to commit your ways to the Lord. How about you entrusting anything to the Lord? So you entrust everything to the Lord, then now you may rest in the Lord. Nothing to worry about is left to you. That's why now rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for Him to act His will through you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, in His time. So He will result in His time. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. Do not fret because of the wicked prosperity. Whatever prosperity should be discerned by God's word. Because prosperity comes from God or from others, from fleshy world or devil. So that's why Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, how can we discern? By the word of God. Because the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Because the word of God discerneth. Because of the man, the wicked man who brings wicked schemes to pass, to succeed. So do not fret because of that. Verse 8, cease from anger. Don't be angry. Forsake wrath. Stop wrath. Because anger, wrath is the works of flesh. Do not fret. It only causes harm. Do not be annoyed. Don't worry. It only causes harm. For example, bomb upon abortion clinics like ICC. And you find yourself on the same boat. So Philippians chapter 2, verse 14, do all things without complaining and disputing. Complaining and disputing. Because complaining and disputing are a favorite food for Satan. While encouraging is a good tool to edify the body of Christ. Verse 9, for evildoers shall be cut off. Life is like a smoke. All life not in Christ will be vanished away, will disappear. But those who wait on the Lord to work His will in this situation. So Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary or not be tired. They shall work and not faint. So wait on the Lord to work His will through you in this particular situation. They shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. A little while the wicked survive, but finally will disappear, will be gone away, shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for His place, but it shall be no more. The end of the wicked shall be perished away. Verse 11, the meek shall inherit the earth. The meek people, unlikely resolving this evil situation against the evildoer, but those, the meek people, who trust in the Lord, and commit everything to the Lord to handle are meek. Actually, spiritual battle, not against the jihad or ISIS or flesh. Finally, the Lord, the Almighty, will resolve it. So therefore, the meek shall inherit the earth. As Jesus says in Matthew, chapter 5, verse 5 and 2. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. So the meek people have abundance of peace. Verse 12 up to 40, contrast between the godly people and the ungodly people. Then here, the wicked plot against the just, the gnashes at him with its teeth, the Lord laughs at him, at the wicked person, for the Lord sees that his day is coming, his last day is coming. The wicked people have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy. So the wicked people have no mercy to the poor and the needy, but godly people have mercy, compassion on the poor and the needy people. That's why we give away regularly the food, drink, and clothes to the poor and needy people. To slay those who are of upright conduct. So the wicked people try to slay the upright people, those who are right off toward the Lord. Their sword shall enter their own heart. Their sword shall pierce their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. Verse 16. A little that a righteous man has, or a righteous man has a possession, is better than the riches of many wicked. The question is why? Because the contentment of whatever given by the Lord. Because a godly person has a contentment of whatever given by the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 says, now godliness with contentment is a great gain. The likeness of God with contentment is a great gain. But the rich wicked are still trying to possess more until death being exhausted. But the godly man give thanks, whatever given, even a little. That's why. Verse 17, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord holds up the righteous people, or the godly people. The Lord knows the day of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Through Jesus Christ, we shall have everlasting life. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of a famine, they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadows, shall vanish, or shall consume into smoke, they shall vanish away. Here, meadows of splendor is burnt out for burnt offering. So they'll vanish away or disappear quickly. The wicked borrows does not repay, because the wicked focuses on himself, being selfish. But the righteous shows mercies and gifts, because it shows his love of neighbors, consideration of others, compassion on others. Verse 22, this is the verse of this chapter, can be considered. For those blessed by God shall inherit the earth, but those cursed by God shall be cut off. 22, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God orders the steps of a godly person, and he delights in his way. God rejoices in his way, so we should ask him before putting our steps. So pray always, pray without ceasing. That's why. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Even believers mistake, fail, or sin, but he shall not be forsaken. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 to 9. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousnesses. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 to 9, disciple Paul and Timothy confessed, we, Paul and Timothy, are hard pressed on every side, so depressed, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Exactly that way, because God didn't protect us. Verse 24, we read it. For because the Lord upholds him with his hand, hold up him, the guarded person, with his hand, God's hand. Verse 25, I have been young and now am old. David was now old. Yet I have not seen the righteous, the guarded person forsaken, nor his descendants. He just sees begging bread, no beggars over their descendants. He is ever merciful and lends. So the righteous man is merciful and lends, owe no one anything to love one another. So use a credit card limited to an actual payable amount. Don't owe anything except love. Romans chapter 13, verse 8. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. Why? Because you owe money something not payable. Money controls you rather than the Holy Spirit controls you. So that's why. Luke chapter 14, verse 28 up to 32, Jesus said, for which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, what available funds, whether he has enough to finish it, lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him. No good example of Christ. Saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. So here, he is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. He sees blessed. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves justice. King James judgment, judgment based upon justice, and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever. But the descendant of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom. Wisdom, it is a beginning to fear of the Lord. And his tongue talks of justice or judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, not in stone, but in heart. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3, as we said above. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. The Lord protected the righteous man, even if falsely accused them. Satan is basically the deceiver or accused. In Revelation chapter 12, you know, says so. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a native green tree one time, yet he passed away in the last. And behold, he was no more. That's the wicked end, wicked future. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the blameless man and observe the upright. For the future of dead man is peace. So godly man has peace. That's why true peace only find in the Lord Jesus Christ. Without in the Lord Jesus Christ, we could not find peace. Many politicians try to get peace. All of them, the temporary. Through history, prove out. No, the Lord. Only peace in the Lord Jesus Christ himself, in God. The future of dead man, that godly man is peace. But the transgressors, or ungodly people shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked, or the end of the wicked, shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. Salvation only comes from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them. Here, last verse, David said, because they trust in him. So here, because of that, they are godly people. Godly people, depending upon whether or not you trust in God. If you trust in God, you are considered as a godly person. Not trusting God, you are not a godly person. So question 3 here in verse 1, do not fret because of evildoer, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. What's its resolution in this chapter? So do not be annoyed because of evildoer. Do not be envious of the evildoer's prosperity. So what's its resolution in this chapter? Verse 3 said, trust in the Lord. The answer of verse 1, trust in the Lord. Then question 2, in verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospered in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass or to succeed. What does it mean? In order to rest in the Lord, you should commit your way, everything to the Lord, which means entrust everything to his guide and his control. Then you may rejoice peace in the Lord, rest in the Lord. That is, then wait patiently. Then you can wait patiently for him in his proper time, in his time. So do not worry about the evildoer's prosperity. Question 3. In verse 16, a little that a righteous man has is better than the richest of many wicked. Why is it so? Because a godly person has godliness with contentment. Godliness means the likeness of God with contentment. Whatever given by God, give it them. Content, satisfied. So, but the wicked riches, they are not satisfied. They are continually seeking for more possession until his death. So being exhausted, no peace at all. Let's just sing song all together, page 8, number 3.